You're listening to Anti-Antifa Radio. Next up, the White Man Radio Show. Well, it's time for all you Antifa cupcakes, you snowflakes, to wake up. Mama has to wash your black hoodie and it's time for your monthly shower. Come on, wake up, snowflakes. It's a new day. Time to get out of your parents' basement and go to work protesting. You know George Soros don't pay those that don't protest. Better get going, you cute little brown shirt devils, you. That's right, I'm your radio host, the White Man. That's right, the White Man. And we are broadcasting on the Anti-Antifa Radio Network. All you folks up there in Portland, Oregon, all you folks up there in Seattle, Washington, and scattered throughout the United States in all the leftist metropolitan areas, I just want to give you a heads up. Have you picked up your George Soros paycheck today? After all, you were out all weekend working like a dog, protesting. And I know your little black hoodies are just full of sweat. So give them to Mama so she can wash them up nice and clean for you. You know, ladies and gentlemen of America, all you folks out there that go to work every day, all you folks that read about these little snowflakes and cupcakes, see their videos splashed across the TV and the internet screens, you wonder, just what do these people do for a living? Well, I tell you what they do. They hang out in Mama's basement. They play their video games. And then on the weekends or whenever George Soros calls, they put on their big boy pants and try to act like adults. Get out in the street and protest. Carry their ball bats, whatever they have, their hidden knives, and they march down the street, beating on car windows and calling all the just average Joe, Mr. and Mrs. Sixpack, calling us. They call us the fascists of America. But let's be real here. The real fascists of America are you little punks that hide in your parents' basements, tattooed head to bottom. Walk around with those black hoodies on, thinking you're king shit. Let me have this to tell you. You're nothing more than worthless, lower than whale crap. You're not Americans, you're anarchist. You're the real fascist of America. The new brown shirts of America. You march too and act exactly like those people who donned their brown shirts back in the late 30s and marched to Hitler's tune. The fascists of Germany have now come to America. But they're not Germans, they're Americans, I guess. The fascists, the brown shirts, call themselves Antifa. What a freaking joke. You knew you walk around with your chest stuck out and all you foul-mouthed little bitches that wear your black hoodies and your sunglasses thinking that you're somebody. You're nobody. Like I said, you're lower than whale crap. All you folks up there in Seattle, Washington and Portland, Oregon, all you folks in all the major metropolitan areas ran by leftist Democrats, we people who pay attention know exactly what you are. You are the enforcement end of the Democrat National Committee. You are the people who carry the ball bats and try to force socialism or whatever the hell you call it on the average American who just wants to be left alone, who just wants to go to work every day and earn a living a hell of a lot more than you do, you fascist SOBs. That's exactly what you are. No less, no more. Antifa. Antifa. What a freaking joke. You've been listening to the 5-minute commentary of Dwight Mann, the Dwight Mann Radio Show, coming to you throughout America on the Internet. Until the next broadcast, this is the Dwight Mann Radio Show. I'm your host, the Dwight Mann, or Dwight Mann, whatever you want to call me. All you little Antifa cupcakes and snowflakes, it's time to get back in your basement and wait for George to call. We'll be back on the air again real soon. Until then, this is Dwight Mann. Good day.